Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Not tall, not good looking, but I am trustworthy, I'll tell you that. Barry Keim joins us now, LSU climatologist, to talk about hurricane season and federal cuts to satellite data and other things. How you doing, Barry Keim?
I'm doing well, thank you.
I was talking about the 20th anniversary of Katrina coming up and National Geographic having a five-part series on it. Do you think you'll watch that or not?
Probably, yeah. And just so you know, yeah, I'm at LSU Health Sciences Center. We're actually going to be putting on a Katrina a symposium as well. So I think we're going to see a lot of this with the 20th anniversary coming up.
And I don't know if I don't know, you know, you said LSU Health Sciences Center?
No, that's correct.
And that would be part of the mental health part of it, or what?
Absolutely. Mental health will be one of the things we cover. We'll be talking about what transpired at Charity Hospital and at Memorial, and then the aftermath right after the storm, trying to evacuate people, and then mental health issues thereafter. So we'll be getting into all those issues. So it's gonna be interesting, to say the least.
It'd be interesting, you know, to see if people choose to relive it or not, or avoid it. I'll tell you this, and I know, Barry, you're a climatologist, not a psychologist or a psychiatrist or a licensed clinical social worker. However, I think it would be hard to say that anybody that lived through Katrina was not changed forever, wouldn't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And the city, it was a transformational event. The city will obviously never be the same. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were on one trajectory, and that storm just made us pivot into a completely different direction, and that's what makes the city what it is today.
And that's the other thing that that I said, I would love to go back. Rather than go back to Katrina, I would rather go back to July 1st of 2005 and see where the city was then, because, you know, 20 years changes and morphs a lot of different things in our minds, and it really was I hate to say sea change, because that's a terrible choice of words with this, but it was a tremendous watershed moment. There you go. Whatever you say, you can't avoid it. Let's talk about the federal cuts to the satellite system.
Okay, yeah. So the Department of Defense, they have satellites that they use for military purposes. Very obvious, and and they monitor weather, they monitor sea surface conditions, and you know these are all important for military reasons, but it's also important in the weather community. And for the last 40 years, the Department of Defense and the Navy, they freely shared this information with the meteorological community, and we've grown very reliant on the information that we get from them, and it's become a critical piece in the puzzle to doing very good, accurate forecasting. In particular, you know, one of their satellites measures in what we call the microwave wavelengths, mm-hmm. And it enables us to see through clouds, and we can you know see where storms are forming. We can better pinpoint the actual center of a storm, and it's particularly good at nighttime, where some of the other satellites, you know, the sensors they have, don't do quite as well at night. So this is going to kind of cripple us for nighttime forecasting, and there could be a lot of, you know, morning surprises. That's what a lot of people are concerned about, is not having good data overnight, and all of a sudden, you know, by the time daylight gets around, we realize, you know, something big has blown up that we didn't catch. So those are some of the things that the meteorological community and the National Hurricane Center are concerned about right now.
So understand, Barry, the difference is the data that's available at night as opposed to daylight. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, well, the satellites, the sensors they have are particularly good at detecting what's going on the surface at nighttime, where some of the other satellites can't do that. And like I said, it also, these sensors are good at penetrating through cloud cover, which obviously during a hurricane, if we want to know exactly where a storm is located, where the center of circulation is located, this microwave technology is
tells
very
you where
good
the eye,
at
where the eye
yeah,
is,
doing
right?
That, exactly. Yeah. And understanding and being able to pinpoint and have better, you know, better information and understanding of where that storm is gets fed into the models. And if you're off by a little bit, those errors compound very, very quickly. So the more accurate we can be on where those storms are located, the more accurate the forecasting is going to be.
So one thing that really, and we got to take a break for traffic here, we can talk about this when we come back. One thing that really stood out in my mind was when they had the, you know, the press conference on June 1st, the beginning of hurricane season, was that every Category 5 storm that hit the United States was a tropical storm or less, as I understand it, 3 days before making landfall. So we'll talk about how all of that affects the changes, how that's going to affect the ability to forecast something like that with rapid intensification, et cetera. It would seem as though, and again, look, there's a lot of waste in a lot of different things, but it would seem as though this would be one area that you would not want to cut. Maybe for the people in Nebraska, they might see it differently, but for us here, certainly not. Barry Keim, LSU climatologist, also with LSU Health Sciences Center, and they'll have a Katrina thing coming up. We'll talk more about that as we get closer to the 20th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. 821 traffic now, WWL. 825, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with our friend Barry Keim, LSU climatologist, also with the LSU Health Sciences Center. Talking about federal cuts to satellite data and other sources that could mean less accurate forecasting specifically, and I don't want to get too involved here, but as it relates to, shall we say, accruing data from nighttime as opposed to daylight or in less than clear conditions, Barry, would that be accurate?
That would be accurate. And one thing I want to just clarify is that the satellites are not necessarily being cut. The Department of Defense is just no longer sharing the data with the meteorological community. And the reasons given are that it's for cybersecurity reasons. And of course, you know, I'm not a military guy. Our military needs to do what they need to do to keep us safe. And I support all that wholeheartedly. But, I do find it puzzling that they see releasing these data as what they call a cybersecurity risk. And, that's the reason given. And I guess we just have to accept that.
So wait, so this is not about saving money with DOGE?
This is not about saving money in this particular case. I mean, as you well know, NOAA has been hacked to death by DOGE. They're going to be cutting all sorts of programs moving forward. I mean, in fact, I saw the latest budget from the White House that's being, you know, forwarded down to Congress for a vote, has all sorts of additional cuts to weather and climate, forecasting, climate science, and so on and so forth moving forward. But this particular case that we're discussing right now has nothing to do with the budget cuts. It's all about what they call cybersecurity reasons.
But if it's cybersecurity with the Department of Defense, the idea is to protect the nation, right? That's what the Department of Defense does, and you would think that would include weather information about a threat of a hurricane, which is an invasion, if you will, by nature, not necessarily a foreign government. Am I way off base here or not, Barry?
That's a very interesting way of looking at it. I do like that, and I'm not going to question the military, but I mean the decision will certainly put people at risk along our Gulf Coast and East Coast as we move forward, because the forecasting just won't be as accurate. And we do have other satellites. NOAA has satellites up. NASA has satellites. But again, these satellites have certain sensors that the others don't. And the more satellite runs we have, the more data that we can infill. And all this informs the forecasting. And this is just going to set us back pretty significantly, I might add.
And I mentioned earlier about, you know, the press conference, and correct me if I'm wrong there, but every Category 5 storm that's ever hit the United States 3 days prior to making landfall was either a tropical storm or less. Accurate?
That is accurate. I mean, all these storms, they start off as a cluster of thunderstorms, become a tropical wave, a tropical storm. It's a progression, and then you go Category 1 up to Category 5 hurricanes. Now, some of these can rapidly intensify, so you can transition through those stages, you know, more quickly than with mm-hmm. other systems. But, that is the natural progression, is to go from a tropical storm, you know, on up the scale. And, you know, the hope is that you don't get to Category 5, but occasionally we do.
But the time frame is the key part of what I was trying to say, I guess. So this is going to affect that as well, right?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, look, we have storms that have gone from tropical storm to, you know, major hurricane status in under 24 hours. So this is a big deal. And like I said, this will, you know, inhibit our ability to forecast and get those, the cone properly laid out, and, you know, to forecast landfall and all this. So this, like I said, this is a big deal.
So this is not just in terms of path, but also about intensification or power or both?
All of the above.
Wow. All right, Barry Keim, thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Wish you had better news for us.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Yeah. We'll see. Maybe things will turn around.
All right, real quick, before we let you go, we only have 30 seconds left. You can give me the all clear for the next 10 days?
We do have this one little area of instability off the Florida coast. It kind of mm-hmm. extends into the Gulf, goes into the Atlantic. We'll be watching this very close. I don't think it's any real threat right now to Louisiana, but we'll just keep a watch on it, and nothing in the next couple of days, but I think they give it about a 30% chance. I can look this up here real quick. Yeah, they give it a 30% chance of developing into something in the next week.
And would that be more,
easily, yeah, go ahead.
More of an Atlantic thing than Gulf?
It could go either way. I'd say it probably leans a little more Atlantic, but this could be Gulf as well. We'll just keep a watch on it.
Yeah, I like the old 10-day all clear. That's what I'm looking for, Barry. Thank you. I appreciate you. That's all you can do, right? 10 days at a time in hurricane season. That's all we can do. Thank you, sir. Barry Keim, LSU climatologist. We'll take a break, talk LSU sports. When we come back with Jeff Palermo right now, 8:30 and a half, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen. 8:48, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Jeff Palermo, our good friend, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network news director. Cooley? Thomas? Anderson? Stamps? That's what it could sound like in the LSU locker room as they start handing out paychecks today. I don't know what's going on with that. It's a mess. Good morning, Jeff Palermo. How are you?
I was wondering where you were going with that one, Tommy. Yeah. That was good.
Thank you. I'm serious. You never thought that would happen. You know, it's like a plant or something like that. Like you're working at a grain elevator and it's payday and you clock in, you clock out, you get paid. You got a story up at WWL.com. A new era of college athletics has arrived. LSU and other schools can now pay their players. Jeff Palermo, the floor is yours.
Well, I mean, who would have thought, you know, back in the 80s, 90s, well, maybe we didn't know that one day this day was coming, but, you know, NIL certainly pushed us into this direction. And especially considering all the money that these athletic departments and universities are making off of athletics, eventually that money should trickle down to the players. I guess just some general overviews of this. I think coaches and administrators are welcoming this day. And the reason why, because over the last couple of years in this NIL era, it has been, as many have referred to, as the Wild Wild West. There's been very few rules. There's been really no enforcement of any of the rules that are out there. And so schools can basically do whatever they want, however they want to do it, as far as trying to attract the best players to their schools. Now, as a lot of coaches and administrators are saying, there's at least some guardrails in place. NIL deals now that are more than $600 now have to go through basically an audit process where it's determined whether they are legit or not. You can no longer just hand over $2 million to a player, and then that player just gets the $2 million and basically doesn't have to do anything about it. They actually have to work as far as doing whatever they need to do to promote that person, that business, that company, whatever it may be. There's got to be some work.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the player's point of view. So,
let me just jump in
yeah,
there, if I can, Jeff, with a, come on, brah. I mean, how do you enforce that? Who knows who creates what content? Who knows what? You know, again, if I own Tommy's Tire and I want to pay a backup guard for LSU because I want depth on the bench, right? $20,000 a year to promote Tommy's Tire, and do I get anything out of it? I don't know. Maybe it's effective, maybe it's not. How do you even begin to enforce any of this? I mean, it sounds good, but it's, I don't know. Are we really out of the Wild Wild West?
Well, you bring up a good point, because there are some that think we're going to go back to the days of the under-the-table deals, right, which is what we saw in college athletics for most of our lives until NIL came through, you know, where players would get, you know, they'd open up the front door and there's a bag of money just sitting there, and, no questions asked, you just take the money or whatever it may be.
Wait, you're talking about Edwin Edwards now or football? I'm confused.
Take a little bit of both, Tommy.
Okay. Favorite pastimes of Louisiana. They merge sometimes.
Right.
But go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt, Jeff. Please.
But I think the biggest thing, though, is that it ends the pay for play. I mean, we all know what happened. I guess it was last November when Bryce Underwood, all of a sudden, the LSU commitment for a strong commitment to LSU for several months, over a year, one day just all of a sudden just switches to Michigan because he's going to receive $10 or $12 million. Those days, I think, could potentially be put in the rearview mirror, because there is no way that Deloitte would probably agree to that deal, and therefore Michigan or whoever could not, or whatever school it may be who does those kind of things, can no longer promise that kind of money. So
Deloitte, the accounting firm, just to be clear for people listening, Deloitte,
yes,
the accounting firm, yes, that oversees all of this. Go ahead.
Yes, they're the ones that are in charge of overseeing this. It's, you know, whether it's optimism or not, you know, Brian Kelly really feels like we are going to see times where schools are going to get fined, players are going to get suspended, because he really feels like that there are going to be, there's just enough enforcement and regulation now put into this thing that there will be consequences for those that break the rules. But I do think we are going to get back to some more of these, you know, the $500 handshakes, the under-the-table deals, because people are always like, let's face it, no matter what system you put in place, people are always going to try to find ways to beat the system, right? And yep. So that will occur in college athletics as well.
So, Jay Johnson, you know, you come off the national championship.
Yeah.
You're working a transfer portal. You're trying to, and again, I go back to the interview that Mike DiTullio had with him on, I forgot what day it was, but it's well worth a listen. He had a player there that he was talking about transfer portal. How does that affect his strategy now? Obviously, he knew this was coming, but does he have a budget now and a salary cap that he's working with that he can offer transfer portal players money or not?
Yeah, and the number for years, and especially considering at LSU is, as great as the sport has been in the program, it's been a bit of an inequity in the fact that LSU can only offer up to 11.7 scholarships. Now, mm-hmm. they could offer up to 34. Now, I don't think that's in LSU's plans. I think that the scholarship limit will increase. LSU is not divulging exactly how they're going to handle it for competitive reasons. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I would think I would still think whatever player that Jay Johnson wants, he's going to be able to get, whether it's through revenue sharing or through some sort of NIL deal. I just think for baseball, it's not going to be that, you know, they'll figure out a way. He seems pretty comfortable based on the discussions. The roster will shrink for baseball. And one of the things that Jay has mentioned, you know, instead of playing, they play 56 games now in the regular season. They may play a game or two less, you know, maybe not have a five-game week schedule or have five-game weeks next year because they just might not have enough pitchers to get through those early part of the schedule. But other than that, I don't think Jay Johnson is feeling that this is going to make huge changes to how the baseball program operates, and I think he feels pretty comfortable that he's still going to be able to get the best players in the country.
Jeff, thank you as always. Appreciate your time. Great article up at WWL.com by Jeff Palermo that talks about LSU being able to pay players now, and it's a new world. Thank you, sir. 8:55, 5 till 9, traffic now, WWL.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.